Good Tuesday evening, everybody. It's Jim Appel with OklahomaFarmReport.com. We'll take a look at how the markets opened on this Tuesday evening after we hear from Justin Lewis of KIS Futures about how the markets did today. Justin?
Good afternoon. We had a relatively quiet grain market today with corn closing up 6.5 in March at 7:30.5. March soybeans were down 4.5 at 14:13.5. Kansas City March up 14.75 at 8:38.25. And Chicago March up 15.75 at 7:82.75. An interesting day here. The market is still really following Friday's USDA report, and bullishness there has led over until today. Today was interesting with the soybeans actually closing lower on the day after being the leader last Friday and yesterday. So that being lower was a little bit interesting here. It became a little bit overbought, and then this little weakness cures that. Looking at the corn and wheat markets, the wheat, it looked like we were specifically seeing more short covering. Yesterday we saw the funds buy about 6,000 contracts, keeping that market propped up. Well, looks like that continued again today. I don't have any official numbers on how many were bought, but it looks like a significant amount. The funds are basically looking at two things. You're looking at the technical side of it, which, you know, the wheat market was oversold, and we've cured that. And now we're looking at different moving averages and retracement spots, which look like March Kansas City could go up another 30 cents or so. If we look at the weather forecast for the next few weeks, it looks like throughout the month of January, there's not a lot of chances of rain for the western Oklahoma, Texas Panhandle, Oklahoma Panhandle, western Kansas, and eastern Colorado in terms of the wheat. Not a lot of snow forecast either. And then we've got a cold front again coming in. It's going to keep temperatures near zero to about 20 degrees through most of the hard red winter wheat belt, and that's causing some concern and may bring on some winter kill through the month of January.
Thanks, Justin. Turning to the markets as they open this evening on this Tuesday evening, the Kansas City Board of Trade, the wheat contract, the March contract is trading at 8:39.25. That's up one. The May contract is at 8:49. That's up six. The July contract is trading at 8:55.25. That's up six as well. On the Chicago board, March wheat is trading at 7:83.5. That's up six. The May contract is trading at 7:91.75. That's up six as well. And the July contract is showing 7:94.25. That's up two. Looking at corn on the Chicago board, the March contract is 7:29.75. That's down six. The May contract is showing 7:30 even. That's down six as well. And the December contract is trading at 5:87.25, down two. Soybeans on the Chicago board, March contract is trading at 14:13.25. That's down two. May is showing $14 even, up two. And the November contract is showing 12:80.25. That's down 2.75. That's a look at your opening markets on this Tuesday evening. For OklahomaFarmReport.com, I'm Jim Appel.